From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Bank earnings in the U.S. are on the rise as the industry rebounds from the financial crisis 5 years ago. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says banks earned just over $40 billion in the first quarter of this year, thanks in part to fewer losses from bad loans. That's more than in any quarter on record. A new report finds that mothers are now the main breadwinners in nearly 40% of families with children in the U.S. But NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the American public has mixed feelings about the increase in the number of single moms and mothers who earn more than their husbands.
The Pew Research Center finds the share of breadwinning moms has quadrupled since 1960. Women are now nearly half the workforce. Two-thirds of married mothers work. And yet, most Americans tell Pew this is making it harder to raise children and harder for marriages to succeed. Half of Americans say it's better for children if their mother is home, though just 8% say the same about fathers. The Pew study finds most breadwinning mothers are single. Unlike in the past, a growing share of them have never been married. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Pakistani security officials say the number two commander of the Pakistani Taliban has been killed by a U.S. drone airstrike. He was wanted for the killings of 7 CIA employees in an attack on a U.S. base in Afghanistan. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney would not confirm this particular attack, but he said such actions will go on.
We will continue to take strikes against high-value al-Qaeda targets, but also against forces that are massing to support attacks on coalition forces.
The newly elected prime minister of Pakistan wants the U.S. to stop drone attacks in his country. The UN Human Rights Council has voted to call on Syria to halt attacks on civilians in a town near the border with Lebanon. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the UN's top human rights official is urging the international community to do much more to halt the violence against Syrian civilians.
Before the 36-1 vote, the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, described the conflict in Syria as a colossal failure by the international community to protect civilians.
The conflict in Syria is spinning out of control. Immediate action to stop further bloodshed and suffering is needed.
She's urging countries not to supply more weapons to the warring sides. Russia, which is sending advanced missiles to Syria, denounced the resolution as odious, saying it undermines plans for a peace conference. U.S. officials say the resolution they co-sponsored was appropriate and shouldn't detract from efforts to get both sides to the negotiating table in Geneva. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A teenager from suburban Chicago has pleaded not guilty to charges that he tried to join an al-Qaeda-linked militant group that's fighting the regime of Syria's president. Just before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 87 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Facebook has announced plans to better deal with hateful pages and posts on the site. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the social networking giant has come under pressure from groups wanting it to ban pages that promote hatred of women.
An online community that has over a billion users is bound to have some dark corners and ugly areas. On Facebook, there are pages that make fun of victims of rape and mock domestic abuse. A coalition of feminist groups petitioned Facebook to remove such pages. Hundreds of thousands of people signed on. The groups also convinced more than a dozen advertisers to stop doing business with Facebook. Facebook's responded by agreeing. The company said its systems for identifying and removing hate speech have not been effective. In the past, Facebook has worked with Muslim, Jewish, and gay groups to monitor hate speech while protecting freedom of expression. It says it now plans to do the same with the Women's Coalition. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
An Oregon teenager is being praised for tipping off police about a high school classmate who police say was planning to detonate bombs at the school. Truman Templeton tells KATU-TV he hopes the attention he's getting will encourage his other teenagers to follow suit.
It's pretty overwhelming, but my hope is that people will follow my lead and, you know, be more open about this kind of stuff and report it sooner.
Templeton says he became worried when classmate Grant Accord brought a bomb-making book and a copy of the Anarchist's Cookbook to school. The 17-year-old Accord has been charged as an adult with 19 criminal counts after police say they found half a dozen homemade bombs hidden in his bedroom. Accord's mother says he has a rare form of mental illness triggered by a strep infection. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.